SBS Radio.
Hi, Nitsa. Thanks for having me. Very excited to be on your show. And we got lots of exciting films to talk about for the Jewish International Film Festival 2019.
Well, Eddie, you've been now the director of the Jewish International Film Festival for a few years. Is anything so special this year?
Yes, we're always a bit nervous. Will the films be there? Will the filmmakers be inspired and make films that really fit our criteria of looking through the Israeli and Jewish lens? But they've absolutely delivered this year. And we think, not to say it's bigger and better than ever, but we believe that there's some films that are astounding, and we know that audiences are going to be flocking to the films.
Before we start with the films, we should talk about the cinema, because you've got a new home in Sydney.
Yeah, so it's amazing. Yeah, we've been fortunate enough to take over the business of the Randwick Ritz. It's a very exciting cinema. It's an absolute icon. Not just a local cinema for a local area, which it is also, but it really is an iconic cinema in the Sydney landscape.
So in Sydney, we are going to be in the Ritz Randwick, isn't it?
We are. So it's what we're familiar with in Melbourne. So we want to make the Ritz a home for the Jewish Film Festival, a home for Jewish film culture and Israeli film culture in general, as well as obviously do what the Ritz does, just showing the best big and small, old and new films, and create, a hub of film culture in general.
We are talking to Eddie Tamir, the director of the Jewish International Film Festival, that is coming back to us in Sydney, Melbourne, and all around Australia. Eddie, can you please tell us what are the highlights of the festival?
That's not a hard question. My normal answer is, who's asking? Because everyone's got a different taste, so it's a different highlight for a different person in general. But if you insist on the answer, I will do my best.
Just to give us a glimpse what's coming into this festival.
We'll do opening and closing because they're always big choices for us. So Ask Dr. Ruth, the documentary about Dr. Ruth Westheimer, is a very special film. There are films that are great stories, and the films are a bit, could be potentially sort of B-grade executions of that. And then there are films that are amazing subjects with films that are amazing as films. And Dr. Ruth is one of those, 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. The critics love it. Sundance Film Festival premiere. And it's the amazing story of Ruth Westheimer, and with elements that I didn't know about and I'm sure will surprise people. Holocaust survivor, sniper in the IDF, and then comes to America with no English, no education, orphaned. And she becomes, delivers this groundbreaking journey of sexual therapy in a very intense age of the 70s and 80s during the AIDS epidemic and ongoing till today.
Well, people didn't talk about the topic. Nobody spoke about it. And here you see this lady, small little lady, talks about it so freely. It was a revolution that changed the concept about how to treat it and how to talk about it. So I'm really looking forward to see Ask Dr. Ruth. And this is the opening film.
That's right. And there is a bit of a theme. I must say that the spirit of the new migrants, in not necessarily Holocaust survivors, but also including, but the whole new migrant energy coming to a new place, then that energy that ends up creating groundbreaking things in the world in a positive way. We have quite a few films on that theme, and Dr. Ruth is one of them. Yep.
And what's the closing film?
So the closing film is probably the biggest. It's called Jojo Rabbit, and it just won the Toronto International Film Festival Audience Award, which is the biggest audience award in the world, has actually heralded Academy Award Best Picture winning films in the last few years. Green Book and La La Land are two of them. And so Jojo Rabbit is, we're very proud to be presenting it.
What is it about?
So firstly, it's directed by Taika Waititi, who is a very hot 40-something New Zealand film director. And he's directed Hunt of the Wilder People and the new Thor movie. And he's got an amazing sensibility, a very fresh, groundbreaking, often comedic approach to his filmmaking. And he's also Jewish. His mother's Jewish, and he's also known as Taika Cohen. Taika bought the rights to, via Fox Searchlight, the rights to a book, Jojo Rabbit, and it is about, he describes it as an anti-hate satire. And it's set in the Second World War, during the Holocaust. There's a young Nazi youth, 12-year-old boy, who wants to be the best Nazi youth boy that he can be. and he has this, but he's not very good. He's a bit nebbish, and he has a kind of inspiring voice or an alter ego that he refers to try to improve his achievements, and it is Hitler in the body of Taika Waititi as a clowning, buffooning Hitler character. His mother, the boy's mother, is Scarlett Johansson, who is, to his horror, one day he comes home and he discovers that she's hiding a Jewish girl in the attic. The boy, Jojo, needs to deal with a very complex situation in his life and work out who he is and who he wants to be.
That's really interesting. We can really relate to that sort of movie. Any movies from Israel?
Yep, half our films are Israeli. And we've referred to it before, but it's continuing, the purple patch of Israeli creativity, and in particular in film culture and expression. And we've got a very exciting lineup this year. I'll tell you about a couple of documentaries.
Sure.
We have the TV miniseries, Dayan, The First Family, which is a four-hour TV miniseries. And it goes through the whole, I guess it approaches the Dayan family like the equivalent of the Kennedys in America. And they explore the whole Dayan clan from Moshe Dayan's parents all the way through to Moshe Dayan's children and grandchildren, who have such interesting stories and such an interesting relationship to the general, as in Moshe himself, as well as to Israel. That's a very big series for us. We have a very timely documentary, King Bibi, who is still the king as we speak. And it is a very interesting documentary about really his development and evolution as one of the great political orators. And it goes into how he developed his style, his actual speech-making teacher is explored, and a fascinating exploration.
That's interesting. Well, we're looking forward. I think that in Sydney it starts on the 23rd of October, and in Melbourne on the 24th of October. And Melbourne always at Classic Cinemas in Elsternwick, isn't it?
Yes, and at
Lido. Lido, and also Cameo.
That's right.
And in Sydney it's the Reed Cinema, Randwick, at the Roseville Cinemas in Roseville, and Classic Cinema.
Yep.
And that's it.
Oh,
only two venues. But I see also in Brisbane.
Yes.
And in Canberra and in Perth. You just have to go into the website of Jewish International Film Festival, JIF. Just do a Google search. You'll get all the details.
Yep, absolutely.
Edith Amir, we're looking forward to this incredible collection of movies and documentaries. Thank you so much for bringing it to us here in Australia.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.